Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. A couple of things to talk about today. We want to keep our bodies under, and we want to keep the faith. There are certain things that the Christian must never turn his back on and pretend that they are not there. Many times people will try to solve a problem by saying, well, I just will ignore this thing, and perhaps it will go away. Well, there are many things that won't go away. In fact, they become more dangerous when you try to pretend that they don't exist. For example, the human nature, the old man in us. When we were saved, the old man did not vacate his premises. He didn't go away, didn't leave us, didn't go out of our bodies and leave us with a holy nature only in us. But no, the new nature and the old nature both are in the individual Christian. And only the Christian has two natures. The unsaved or religious people of the world, be they ever so devoted or devout, have but one nature. If you don't have Christ Jesus the Lord in your heart as your Lord and Savior, you have one sinful nature. If you have received Christ Jesus the Lord as your Savior, then you have two natures. You have the old corrupt nature, the old man, which after the world is corrupt, and you have the new nature, which is born from on high. The Apostle Paul, a man who was holy enough, who was obedient enough to the Lord, to where the Lord would use him, of course, by God's grace, to write almost half of the New Testament. And yet the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." He did not come to the place to where he would say, you know, finally, I am so holy that I can no longer sin, that it's impossible for me to sin. No, if you turn your back on yourself and think that you can trust yourself, then you are in big trouble. And then you have young people many times asking, what's wrong? Don't you trust me? No, I don't trust me. I don't have any little children now. We have an empty nest. But as whenever the young person says, you don't trust me? Of course not. Because you have an old, corrupt, sinful, vile, wicked, ungodly nature ruling in you. Just because you profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and just because you have some age on you, doesn't mean that we're to say, trust me now. No, though that's more of the reason to say, no, I must not trust me. And the more you live for the Lord and the more you walk with the Lord, the more aware of this fact that we are to put no confidence in the flesh. As the Apostle Paul said, I keep under my body. He says, I deliver to my body the knockout blow. Have to do it again and again. We don't come to the place to say, finally, I've conquered the flesh. No, it will always be there as long as we are in this flesh. We have an enemy that is within, a very treacherous enemy, a very deceitful enemy, a hostile enemy that is hostile against the holiness of God, and we must constantly be keeping the body under, never yielding to the demands of the flesh or letting the flesh rule over us. Secondly, we're to keep the faith. Keep the faith. It's so easy, again, to say, you know, I've fought long enough. Finally, the battle is over. No, the battle is not over in this life. In Jude verse 3, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith. We are to keep ourselves from idols, 1 John 5:21. Again, it is so easy to be drawn aside. We have to constantly be making these corrections. And how do we do that? We confess our sins. We acknowledge that we've done wrong, we've fought wrong, we've responded wrongly, that we have not pleased the Lord, that our ways are contrary to the Lord, and we need His help. Woe unto the man or woman who is too proud to admit that they've done wrong or that they've been wrong or spoken out of place. Woe unto such a one. You're giving the devil a perch. You're giving the devil some space to build his castle, to build up his forces, to build, it's a beachhead, and he will move inland and conquer other areas of your life. Don't be afraid to confess the sin. That's the only way we can deal with it. Sin in the open before God under the blood won't become a strong point for the devil. If you are ever deceived into thinking, well, I know I did it, but it'll go away, then you're again deceived. It's as though you have put the destructive element in your body, a destructive plant that's going to grow, and you think it doesn't grow, it's not growing, it's already under control. No, you are deceived. One day it springs forth. Seek God's forgiveness and seek His blessings, and you will know what it means to have the joy of the Lord in your life. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.